9122, go ahead.
Hey, real quick, this is for Beaverton Transcenter. I'm going to put a picture on Teams as well. But I just came to my attention, I don't know why anybody hasn't said anything, but in the women's restroom, they're working on plumbing stuff. They put red danger tape over both sinks. So I'm not too sure what that means, but I'm going to go ahead and put a note on the door to the bathroom and the women's restroom not to have them use that sink beside in the break room. Is there any chance we can just send a message out to the Beaverton TC buses and it's just kind of...
Yeah, copy that. So I'm assuming the men's, there's also, a gender-free restroom as well, correct?
Yeah, the men's, they actually reopened that, and it works fine, and the sinks don't have anything like that on there, are gone, but as of everything else, is still working correctly. And there's no danger tape on the men's room, and I think the only reason I didn't know about the women's is because I don't typically go in there unless somebody asks me if, you know, if they have a problem. One of the operators came in and said, hey, did you notice the sinks? And I go, what, they're not draining? And it says danger.
All right, copy that. Yeah, my partner's just telling me that they're, the sinks in there are just not working.
That's the issue. Now they drain, because as of yesterday they were draining. But today, I put danger tape over it, and I just want to make sure that I know they're doing a lot of work on the plumbing out here, and I want to make sure that that water is actually potable.
All right, copy that. And I'm assuming the gender-neutral bathroom is okay as well?
Yeah, that one's okay as well. So like I said, I'm just going to have them use the sink that's out in the break room itself by our vending machines. Just until I can get an answer, maybe tomorrow.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'll send a message out to the Beaverton buses.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. I think it's 49.